Because he doesn't want his butthole to be sewed shut.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Battlestar Brothel, episode 2.05, The Farm. Mm-hmm. I'm your co-host, Matt.
I'm your co-host, Dustin.
And I want to give a special shout out to Justin Carmer for sending us Jelly Bellies to eat while we watch the show. So if you have snack foods you'd like to send us, please get a hold of me at matt@followthe.tv. Big fan of snacks, and it'll get you a shout out on the show. So anyway, Dustin, what'd you think of The Farm?
It revealed a lot of things for us. Now we know how these clones are being made.
Well, what was the biggest reveal of this episode? Was it the clones? Was it Adama crying? Was it we know the fifth Cylon, at least what it looks like?
I don't think that the Cylon reveal was very huge. I think those are going to keep happening.
Well, until we get to 12 and then we're done.
Right. So I just feel like that's part of that process.
Fair enough.
I say the biggest reveal is the farms themselves.
We all saw it in The Matrix.
Yeah, we did.
The idea of harvesting humans is not new to science fiction, but it's an interesting way of doing it. This reminds me of Aliens vs. Predator Requiem.
Okay.
Have you seen that?
Mm-hmm, I have.
Now, that's where the alien soldiers, instead of, if they don't have a queen, they are able to reproduce by genetically modifying an embryo of another species, in which case that was where they go to the, they go to the NICU and shit. Not the NICU. God, I had a kid. Where do they have kids at? The nursery? They have them at the, whatever. They go to the room at the hospital with all the pregnant chicks. and what make them all into alien babies.
The natal,
prenatal?
No.
Well, it's prenatal if there's no baby.
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, my God. If Natalie listens to this, I'm going to get kicked in the dick. Anyway.
I'll think of it.
Thank you. Please do. So, interesting turns in this episode. Right. Mm-hmm.
So, you called it right away. I mean, once the Starbuck was shot and she went down, as soon as she woke up in the hospital room, you're like, this doctor's a Cylon.
Yeah. And I'm really proud of that, so thank you for bringing it up.
You're welcome. I enjoy that. That's your one. Everybody gets one.
I'm glowing. I'm glowing right now. No, it became kind of obvious that it was a Cylon through some of the mannerisms. And there was points I was pausing the show while we're watching it saying, like, okay, he said this just so she'll admit that she is a Raptor pilot and then thusly open, you know, his psychologically coerced conversation about tactics or what she's, you know, doing, where the fleet's at. Mm-hmm. And God damn it, as soon as I hit play, she's like, I'm a Raptor pilot. Matthew wins. Mm-hmm. the Doctor, what's the name of those twin brothers that played in the NFL?
I have no idea.
One of them was on the Giants, and one of them was on Dancing with the Stars. Looks a lot like them.
Okay.
Can't remember their names. Chad's going to yell at me for this.
Yeah.
So check out Follow Sports. He's revamping this week. Leah Dama crying over the autopsied remains of Boomerang.
Let me tell you a little story about that scene.
That scene fucked everything up.
Well, he goes to the morgue, pulls Boomer out, uncovers her, and, you know, he touches her on the forehead, and he gets very emotional. He's crying. And Matt immediately starts telling me about how, I guess, the dead body reminded him of when he dies, he doesn't want his butthole to be, he doesn't want his butthole to be sewed shut.
Okay, look. Because Boomer it wasn't like there was going to be, like, an open casket funeral. They didn't sew up the autopsy scars, which was an obvious thing to me. And so it just brought up this, like, idea of, like, I know that when you die, they sew your mouth shut. But they also, I just learned last week, they sew your butthole shut. And so I've been all fine with embalming my body when I'm dead. Until last week when I learned that they sew your butthole shut. And now I kind of just want them to bury me immediately.
Right.
Like, so be prepared for like a 12-hour notice of my funeral, just so you guys know. Yeah.
So as he's telling me this 5-minute long story, I'm trying to bounce back and forth between him talking about his butthole and Edward James almost like in this emotional state bawling over a dead boomer. I actually had to stop Matt and veer him towards the show.
And then we pause the show and he's like, okay, continue your stupid fucking story.
Right.
Like, I want to poop in heaven. I want to take a poop in heaven.
I want to take a poop in heaven.
Pooping feels so good. Man. I hope that's what heaven feels like.
I want that to be on a bumper sticker.
I want to poop in heaven.
Yeah. I need
brought
to poop
to you by Follow Networks. Bumper sticker division.
Mm-hmm.
This fall.
Yeah.
Okay.
So every time they talk about how someone calls another ship, they say it's on the wireless.
Which sparked a interesting discussion between me and Dustin that actually kind of delved into the realm of astrophysics.
A little bit, yeah, it kind of did.
So if you took two cans and a string and connected them between two ships, the sound would be clearest because there's no atmosphere in space to dissipate the vibrations along the string.
Right.
So you could take your clubhouse telephone
mm-hmm.
and talk ship to ship with no problem. However, they don't do that. Every communication in space is wireless.
Right.
So they can go ahead and stop calling it
the
wireless because it's fucking stupid.
Right. The things we think of. Bioluminescence.
Bioluminescence. Okay. If you've seen The Dark Knight Rises,
mm-hmm.
in 8 short years, Batman was able to develop a localized EMP device. So the idea is, why don't they put their focus into weaponizing against Cylons with an EMP, which would shut down their computer components?
Mm-hmm.
That's probably why they still why they use nukes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we know that nukes are bad for environments, but if you shoot, say, a Cylon base star with a nuke, it's not the nuke's damage that takes it out; it's the EMP afterwards that fries everything on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
So why not use a localized EMP on humans? The ones that you think are Cylons. As long as they don't have a pacemaker, it's not going to fuck anything up.
My question was, are these clones embedded with electronics?
So it just brought up the discussion of the Cylon programming in the infiltrator units. Is it electric? Is it an electronic device that makes their spine glow, mm-hmm. for instance? Or is it a quantum computer? A quantum computer is a computer that's based on chemistry. So that knowledge is, or data is stored, chemically instead of magnetically, mm-hmm. like it is with computers today.
Right.
The best example of a quantum computer is the human brain.
Mm-hmm.
We use chemicals and electrical impulses to store data.
Right.
So, are these Cylon infiltrator units, are they using chemistry or are they using electronics to control? And this is probably something that Chad's going to be like, you guys need to stop talking about that stupid shit. But it was just an idea that we had a good discussion on. And
personally, I think they're using chemistry.
You think? I still think it's going to be electronic to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's got to be something.
Do we mention the backbone, the spines?
Okay, spinal glowing. Eating jelly bellies.
Yeah.
Again, thank you. Thank you, Dustin's boss, for the jelly bellies. They're delicious. Except for the coconut ones.
I like them.
That's good because you're eating all of mine. The luminescence of the backbone.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an electrical component or is it a bioluminescence? Is it something brought on by the chemical?
Right.
By their quantum computer?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's probably a question that doesn't even need to be asked. It will probably never be answered. But it was just something that two nerds watching the show will talk about. And we did. So,
absolutely.
We put it to you, America. Are they quantum or are they electronic?
All 12 of you Americans?
Yeah, all 12 of you Cylons. We got a Cylon reveal.
We do. It's the Doctor.
You know, it's the Doctor. Okay, he's going to be a Cylon, and then he revealed himself as being a part of the Cylons, mm-hmm. as we see him talking to Cylon 6 in this episode. I pause it and say, okay, he's either a Cylon or he is a human doctor that they have captured and coerced to help them. Maybe his family's being held hostage, whatever. But after she stabs him in the neck.
Stabbed him in the neck.
Uh, then we go outside, and there's a completely, you know, whole doctor in a nice suit, and he gets shot.
Definitely a Cylon now.
Definitely a Cylon, so we know.
Which ones are do we know are Cylons? Cylon 6, Boomer.
Leo, Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey.
And the Doctor.
And the Doctor. So we have 5.
Yep.
Okay. Just a little recap there.
Yeah, in case you weren't following along for the past 22 episodes of the show. yeah. So we have a new Cylon. We have a 5th Cylon. It's not somebody on the bridge of the Battlestar, the CIC.
Mm-hmm.
It's not some political leader. But we still have one question answered this episode, which is nice.
Yep.
Is Thrace pregnant?
Yes.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say she got pregnant with the Pyramid Player's baby, and that scar was them giving her a weird abortion. Mm-hmm. So that they could use her uterus for a fresh baby.
Oh. See, I knew that while she was in the room talking to her love interest, they can't have a huge supply of, like, protection on, you know, nowadays.
Yeah.
So the only way they would have had sex was...
Well, they were grabbing food and medicine. They probably didn't think to grab some condoms.
Right, right.
In their flee from Caprica and Delphi.
So I thought that she was already going to be preggers. But now that you mention it, that could have been them removing it.
Well, I mean, they talk about a cyst on the ovary.
Oh, shit, yeah.
That could have been like a fallopian implantation. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes a gamete will get stuck in the fallopian tube and they have to surgically remove it because it can't become a viable human and it'll just kind of burst you from the inside out like an alien. So, I don't know. I mean, it could be either or. That's where I'm going with it is that what they might do as a positive, as a potential future plot line, that cut was to remove the gamete of her and Anders' baby, and they implanted their own.
Could be.
In one fell swoop. And so she becomes pregnant. She realizes she's had sex with Anders and Balter in the same fertile cycle.
Oh, shit.
So it could be a human baby.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be the prophecy baby. Because the baby was with Gaius. I'm pretty sure Gaius is a Cylon. And the prophecy baby is supposed to be Gaius's.
Mm-hmm.
So why not make it a Balter baby?
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's the only human that he's had sex with on the show so far.
So by now, though, like, how long does it take for a woman to start having morning sickness?
Okay, I knocked Natalie up, like, the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And by the, a week after New Year's, she started getting kind of like, I mean, like, she had probably been wonky like a week before.
Okay.
And didn't figure it out.
Right.
But like, by like, I want to say like January 12th, we figured out she was probably pregnant.
Yeah.
Cause she was like late and feeling ill and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say 6 to 7 weeks.
Okay. But, so it
I mean, that was Natalie. I don't know. That could
I'm
be.
I'm going to say if she was pregnant by Balter's baby, I was trying to ask if there would have been any signs.
Oh, God, no.
No, not yet.
I mean, this is... If you look at the show timeline-wise, this has probably only been like 5 or 6 days.
Yeah, so... Okay. Scratch that.
Although Adama got shot and then he's upright now, so...
Yeah. It's true.
I don't know how their medical science works. Like, how fast can they heal you from a gunshot to the, like, abdomen, chest area?
I don't know. Well, their doctor on the Galactica still smokes.
But that's something that they can, like, oh, we cancer-proof these cigarettes. They're fine.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't know.
So, we're all disappointed that the gowns in the future don't have open backs.
Yeah, it was a front close, so it kind of tied to the side. We couldn't see some Thrace butt.
Yeah, some Starbuck booty.
Starbutt.
I like it.
What about the revelation, the psychological tactics of the Cylon infiltrator doctor using x-rays to figure out that she has signs of previous trauma, of abusive trauma.
Yeah, I wonder why they brought that up.
I'm telling they did that because that's a tactic. That's setting her on edge to make yourself more trusted.
Okay.
And to make her more apt to talk.
Mm-hmm. really just pushed her away more, I think.
She's a cagey bird, man.
Yeah.
You really can't.
She's already broken down a couple times.
She's been upset a couple times. I wouldn't say she broke down. God damn it, these jelly bellies are delicious.
They really are.
Especially when you've been drinking. nom nom nom.
Okay, that pretty much sums it up for that episode.
There's a lot of questions brought up, but we got that good answer.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
A prediction for the next episode that we're about to watch. What do you see happening? Remember what we said about the directions? The only place that Thrace and Hilo and Boomer know to go to is Cobalt.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where she's supposed to meet him with the damn arrow.
Yep. By the way, good hiding place this episode for the arrow.
Mm-hmm.
It was like in a canister really underwater. Yeah,
under a iron drum.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go to Cobalt, which is where all the 24 ships that just left the fleet went.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to meet up. Somebody is going to know that the Boomer character shot Adama and is a Cylon.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Apollo is going to know because he's in that group, and so is Roslyn. And now we're going to have a new Boomer show up. So
yeah. I think everybody's that. Like when something.
Oh my God! My neighbors will not stop shooting off fireworks. It is fucking the 5th of July.
Relax. It's just
today is the day that they mailed the Declaration of Independence to King George.
So they're celebrating that.
No, they're not. I made that up. That's not even a thing. You don't mail the king of your country a fuck you note.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
No, you keep it away from him.
That's the way we do it in America.
America?
Yeah. Oh, crap, I had something good to say.
Damn it. Sorry, I ruined it for you. I'll eat these jelly bellies.
What were we talking about?
Mm. Jelly bellies are so good.
Oh, yeah, when something traumatic happens to you by someone that like looks a certain way, when you see other people that look like them, it brings back those feelings.
Within a 5-week period, I was held up twice at a gas station I worked at.
Yeah.
Both times were from African-American gentlemen wearing hoodies.
Yeah.
For a year afterwards. Mm-hmm. The neighborhood I lived in was very racially and ethnically mixed, mm-hmm. and by no means have I ever displayed or have ever felt any kind of a racist feeling.
Right.
Okay? But if I was walking one way up a street and a African-American gentleman in a hoodie was walking towards me, I was done. I went home.
Yeah.
You know? And that was the part of the trauma.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was fucking, I lost my shit.
Right.
And I did for the second time.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, one time, statistically, this can't happen again to me. And then 5 weeks later, it was like, boom, shit, I'm out.
Right.
I quit that job. I quit that job, went home and smoked a fat, fat, fat fucking bowl of pot. I got really high.
Uh-huh.
And then when they caught the guy, I had to drive, and then I really high had to drive to the motel that they had caught him at and ID him.
Oh shit.
Yeah, and like, and then I had to go in and do a statement in the morning, and it was like 3 in the morning. I'm like, I am so high.
Did you tell them?
Yeah, no. My roommate knew
because
he was with me, so we went to Denny's so I could sober up. So we spent 4 hours at Denny's because the police, their department offices were going to open up at 7 for me to take my statement.
Mm-hmm.
So I had 4 hours to kill and I was so high.
Nice.
Yeah. That was fucked up. Glad I just committed that to a recording.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey!
So you would already kill someone for how much money? $8.5
million? $8.2
million. $8.2 million. And now you're very obviously.
I mean, like, literally, like, if I didn't know them or they were a bad person, $1
million.
We'll try to, yeah. I'm Catholic. I can go to confession.
Yeah. Well, you're good.
Like, I'm sorry. And now I have this really nice house and a boat.
Hey. Need a hand?
Uh-oh.
So basically what we're saying is,
we will become assassins for the right amount of money.
When something traumatic happens to you, other people who even look slightly like that will remind you of that feeling. Now you have Boomer, who is identical to the person who shot.
And Apollo's going to see her, and it's going to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hilo's going to jump in there and be like, no, she's got my baby in her.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to be like a Jerry Springer episode.
Yep.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. So that's going to do it for this week at the brothel, today at the brothel. Tomorrow you have a whole new episode that we're going to go record right the fuck now. So enjoy. Remember, that our intro music comes from Starseed, a wonderful band. You can find their music at www.freemusicarchive.org/music/Starseed. We have an... What, did you find one you didn't like?
Yep.
What is it?
I don't know.
What color is it? It's kind of pina colada-y color.
Ugh, it tastes like butt.
Is it sun-kissed pink grapefruit?
Probably. No, I think the pink... Oh, maybe it is.
Look at the color of it. Get into the light. I think it's grapefruit.
Blech.
Could be lemon. Okay, anyway. Dustin doesn't like citrus. Moving on.
Damn you, Justin Karmer.
We have our sponsor at www.tkovapor.com. Use the offer code RANCOR at checkout. Be a superhero to yourself or to someone you love and help them quit tobacco right now. Use an e-cigarette. It's a much healthier, much safer way. Although nobody can officially say that. I'm going to go ahead and say it. So fuck it. And to check out all our podcasts at www.followthe.tv and check out our YouTube channel. We've got a really big nerdy thing coming to that soon. So you're a nerd, you're listening to this, go to www.followthe.tv and check out all our shit. So say we all.
So say we all.
Bye. Say bye, dick.
Bye. Ha 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 ha